Okay, day two. God is bigger than the storm. Now, you and I are going to experience storms. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And today, you know, we're talking about this exchange where the disciples are in this boat, the storm is raging, and Jesus kind of walks out of nowhere. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd be kind of freaked out if I ever saw somebody walking on water. But here's what I want you to think about today. When we think about, we can say it as a saying and a mantra, God is bigger, he's way bigger. But it only matters if we believe it and apply it. Saying something is one thing, believing it is something else. And the reality is God is bigger than what you're facing today. And we find sometimes we experience God's greatest blessings in the hardest times of our life. Now, here's the thing. For leaders, a lot of times loneliness is a common problem. Loneliness is a burden for many, many leaders. And so if you're feeling like that today, you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, or you're feeling like you got a lot going on, welcome to the club. Because I felt the same way. There's been moments in my life where I felt overwhelmed. You know, as you see in the chapter today, there's moments where I didn't know what to do. I felt like everything was against me, which couldn't have been more false. Because if God is for us, who could be against us? That's what the word says. But in my mind, it was like, I'm facing this all alone. And here's what I want you to remember, because you guys are leaders here. You're a trailblazer. You are meant to, you are creating something and achieving something that hasn't been achieved. For some of you, it's your family tree. You are shifting and changing what your legacy is going to be. For some of you, you're the first person to be married and stay married. Or maybe you're the first person to even have financial blessings. And you're building a legacy and you're building something that nobody had this before you. Or maybe you did come from a place that had finances, but you're doing it in a different way. Because when you showed up, you realized there's a God in heaven that's got his hand on your life for a reason, and now everything that you have, if this table represents all the things that God gave you, then he's going to help protect that. Why? Because his name is on the line. The enemy can never attack God directly, but he can attack those that represent God and represent his purpose. The callings and the gifts that you have on your life, they matter. And so I want you to be encouraged, because when you get into storms, here's what I want you to just think about this tactfully, is that every problem has a weight to it. Now, if I get on a scale, there's a weight. So, you know, I have told somebody, I flew in a helicopter, we were in Zurich, and they asked how much we were weighed, and I said, well, I weighed 190 once at some point in my life. I'm a little bit over that now. But here's the issue. Be careful the weight you assign to the problems that you're dealing with. Many times what the enemy's plan for our life is, and this is why we tend to not see God as bigger, is that we've made the weight so big. And so don't treat a 10-pound problem like it's a 100-pound problem. Don't treat, you know, a 50-pound problem like it's a 500-pound problem. Don't overreact and build these things, because whatever you focus on gets bigger. If you focus on problems and you focus on what's not happening, we don't need to be ignorant of it, but you need to assign the right weight to it, because the truth is God is bigger. But there's a part and a role that you play when you wake up and when you go to bed, and these things are rehearsing through your mind. I want to encourage you, stay close to God and let him be your focus. Let him be your North Star. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.